Welcome to the Small Business by the Bay podcast presented by your local Small Business Development Center. This is where small business owners around the Northern California region go to get news, updates, events, everything they need to know to be a successful business owner in the Northern California region. So get ready, we have a ton of great content for you today, so stay tuned, let's go. All right, so let's get to our first topic, and that is competition. And if you're surrounded by competition, this is one to take a look at a little bit closer. Recently, we visited Mission Hill Creamery on Pacific Avenue in downtown Santa Cruz. And we talked with Dave Kumek, who is a longtime SBDC success story. He's been open for about 10 years. And the thing is that he is surrounded by competition. Literally, every block in every direction, he has some form of competition. And in many cases, it's purely that. It's ice cream. So he talked to us. He took us on a tour. We walked into a below 25 below freezer. We checked out his operation. But essentially, he gave us three fantastic tips for anybody, any business, no matter what kind of category you're or industry you're in, as to like what you should be doing from an operational standpoint, from customer experience and service, employees. He covers all the bases, and he's a great person to interview, very energetic. So I really want you guys to check out this video if competition is a concern for you and your business. So just as a reminder, whether it's the video that I just referenced with Dave at Mission Hill Creamery or any of the topics that we discuss, you want to check out the blog at briceroot.com. That's where you can get all the juicy details, links, downloads, all the kind of back end in detail stuff that I'm referring to on this podcast. It's a great way to get all the details, including the video topic that's coming up in just a bit. I'll have links to all the gear that you're going to want to get. So with that, let's go on to topic number two, and that is along the lines of competition, how to really spy on your competitors, their Facebook and Instagram ads. There's an easy way to do it, and what I've done is I've provided a link on our blog page to basically a blog with lots of screenshots and step-by-step information when it comes to really being able to spy on your competition when it comes to Facebook and Instagram ads. And this is by a woman named Andrea Vall. She's a great expert, someone that gets into the details and keeps up with the latest and greatest updates and information and news about Facebook and Instagram ads. So be sure to click on the article button when you get to the blog page. There's some very easy ways in which you can basically get into what your competition is doing, what types of ads they're running. You can kind of tell as to what's working and where they're advertising, who they're targeting, things like that. So a fantastic way to learn more on what your competition is up to. So check it out at the blog page at briceroot.com. Okay, so our next segment is a little update about Instagram stories. And basically, Instagram is doing a beta test right now. You may or may not have this option in Instagram, but they have a new product launch sticker. This is a pretty cool option that hopefully goes mainstream relatively soon. You'll have two options. You can set a reminder. Well, basically, it's a sticker in Instagram stories, and the people that are watching your stories, aka your consumers and potential customers, they can set reminders for the product launch date. They can preview the product details in their feed, and then they can get a way in which to actually purchase that product when it launches. And they can do that all within Instagram. It's a very cool way to that Instagram has expanded the shopping option that allows people to shop within Instagram without even leaving. I'm not sure if you've tried to shop within Instagram yourself. I purchased my first mountain bike related item not too long ago. It was super easy. So two things here. So one, if you do have the ability to sell online. There's a few stipulations to make this happen. Be sure you're using that capability. There's a few kind of requirements to make that happen. Second, try to see, check out Instagram to see if those product launch stickers are available to you, because those might be really useful for you coming up with the holidays. Like if you can move on it real quickly here in the next 2 weeks leading up to Christmas, but then also just going forward, it's just another way for people to get instant gratification and buy from you. So be sure to check that out. So after you've checked out that article and that detail on the product launch stickers, you'll want to kind of take this next topic to heart. It's something that's not a fun topic, but it's one that is extremely important for your business, no matter what business you're in, and that's crisis management. Recently, I read up on a business in San Francisco that essentially I've been there, and I won't name names, but they've had a line down the block to get their food product. And they recently experienced a health department closure that essentially dealt with rodents. Just go with that. And you can only imagine like the mindset and the pictures of people all of a sudden when they hear that news that goes through their head. So would that person come back to your business knowing that you have that history? Not quite sure. You'd have to be very strategic in how you approach that situation after that happens. In the blog page at brightstreet.com, you'll see I actually put an example in there as to when I was a kid, there was a movie theater near my house that had a rat problem. And when that came out, I don't know, there must have been a few folks, but can you imagine sitting in a dark theater for 2 hours with rats or mice scampering across your feet? Probably not the most fun way to experience a movie. So I never went back. So in this situation, it doesn't always have to involve food. It can be social media, another business in this region in Northern California. I read up on them having a social media issue on Facebook, and their business is kind of hurting. So it can be Yelp, it can be social media, it can be all different things that happen at your business. And so I want you guys to be prepared for these things. And I used to work in crisis management at a very high level for large scale shopping venues. And we had an entire binder on everything possible that could go wrong. So on a smaller level, for you guys as small business owners, I want you guys to be prepared because you need to act fast. So you need to have things kind of lined up and ready to go if something were to happen. Because literally your foot traffic and web traffic could go from full-on great prosperous levels down to zero if something happens, and you never know what can happen. So setting up Google alerts to keep track of your online presence and mentions of you anywhere on the internet, making sure to search Facebook and Instagram and the other platforms for hashtags, and for setting up your alerts on those platforms to make sure that you get notified when you're basically being talked about out there. Turning on Yelp alerts, having a PR and marketing expert, kind of as maybe you might have to, but having an attorney researched and ready to call, having their phone number ready to go, and having vetted who you want to be working with you to deal with this crisis, because it really can turn off the spigot. Like you can go from being very successful to being in almost a downturn economic type of situation based on something that happens on social media, in person. You never know what can happen. So I'll stop going on and on about this, but I highly, highly recommend that you get things in order. I'm seeing it happening all the time across the Bay Area region. So get prepared, be prepared. All right, on to some more fun stuff. We actually have the event picks of the week. And I always like to pick an event that's on both sides of the mountain. So I have one for the Monterey Bay Area as well as the San Francisco Bay Area. The first one is over here on the Santa Cruz side, and it's actually taking place on January 11th. It's put on by the Santa Cruz Small Business Development Center, and it's called Start the Year Off Right, Creating a Business Plan. So this class is not just for people that are starting a business, it most certainly is, but it's also for people that are wanting to scale and expand their business. They're in a good place, but they want to go bigger. But this is also for those businesses out there that, as a best practice, I always tell people that own businesses, you need to be planning for the coming year. So this class, this workshop, is a fantastic way to get things in order and become organized and strategic, because without a business plan, things tend to be very random and sporadic, and that's not how you want to operate a business. And the bonus is it's put on by Keith Holtaway, the SBDC's all-star business advisor. Many people know him as he was the founder of Pizza My Heart some years ago. He came up with that whole concept. So you're in good hands. He has helped hundreds of businesses, and he has won several awards for all the work that he's done. So be sure to attend that. And you can get the links to the events that I'm mentioning here on the blog page of bryceroot.com. Okay, so the event pick for the San Francisco Bay Area is e-commerce 101. Most of you are potentially brick and mortar stores or shops, and a lot of you are. And so if you have any type of operation that you want to begin selling online, or maybe you already have an e-commerce store that just isn't working, like you've found out that it's not magic. People just don't start buying the second you put up an e-commerce store. There's a whole strategy behind it. There's a lot of variables, and there's a lot of dynamics that you need to kind of figure out and plan for. So this event is essentially an e-commerce 101 type of an event. It's on January 8th up in San Francisco, and it's a way to really essentially launch and create a new revenue stream that can tie into your social media. It can do all sorts of magic things for your business when done right. So definitely check out the link to this event at priceroot.com's blog page. So those are the two events for this week. Stay tuned. I'm always on the prowl for great events that are going to help you. So these are two great ones, so check them out. All right, so we've been talking about all different ways that you can really scale, expand, grow, boost your business with all these topics. One thing I just wanted to mention real quickly is that one of the specializations that I have is creating marketing plans, and I do that quite often. I've helped hundreds of businesses, and one thing that I know most business owners are wanting is immediate results. And so if this is of interest, be sure to check out our page, our products website and services website called rootgroupmarketing.com. I have essentially a overnight way for you to get a marketing plan in your hands, and it's our one-day boot camp. It's a one-on-one boot camp, so you're not going to be in a room filled with other businesses. You're going to get essentially what usually works out to be 5 to 6 hours of devoted one-on-one FaceTime with me. We're going to be brainstorming, coming up with all sorts of details for your branding. We're going to analyze your target customers, and we're going to build a marketing plan right in front of your eyes. There will be a little bit of homework before you get to the session, but just wanted to make sure that you knew this existed, because you really can't get this anywhere else. And because I've helped so many people, I'm very efficient in making sure that you walk away with the right tools to be strategic and be kind of set up for going into 2020. So enough of that. You can check it out if you need it, if you want it. You can go to rootgroupmarketing.com. You can go to the services page. Okay, so I saved one of my favorite topics for last, and this is all about video and I'm seeing it left and right. There's a lot of folks already getting ahead of the 2020 kind of New Year's resolution zone, where a lot of people get into doing things like video for them, for their business. I've seen a lot of great videos coming out already here in November and December. And so with that, I want you to jump into video, and I have a link in our blog on brystewart.com where you can go through the essentials, like before you tap record on your phone. These are the things that you need to go through to think about, to have in mind before you start recording your first video. So I have a link to that, but I wanted to focus on this topic on the podcast, really about the video gear. So once you watch that first video of mine about what to think about before you start your first video, right after that, you're probably going to be curious about the gear. Like, am I going to have to spend hundreds and hundreds of dollars on gear? The answer is no. You can actually get away with, depending on your situation and what you come up with from a concept and creative standpoint, you could get away with even spending maybe like just over $100, $140 on gear. If you want to get a little bit fancy, you can get what's called a gimbal. This allows you to walk around and be mobile and not have the jumpiness. So you can essentially get started very, very cheaply. Believe it or not, I use an iPhone 7 for almost all my videos that you, if you're watching me online, that's all done with a phone. And so this list of gear, they're all links, so you can select which ones make sense for your situation. And there's some, the second section on this blog page at brystewart.com actually has a little bit more sophisticated, not really crazy professional gear, but stuff that is really awesome. To sum it up, it's relatively inexpensive compared to the pro stuff that's out there, and I use it for each of my videos, and it works like just like clockwork. It's really efficient, it's affordable, and sounds good when it comes to audio. There's lots of tools here, so I'll stop going on and on and about this, but be sure to check out our blog page of brystewart.com, because I have a whole list with all the gear that I use to capture video, and it's all super affordable. So check that out. All right, thank you guys for listening. This has been the second episode of the Small Business by the Bay podcast. This one had some pretty good links and information in it, so be sure to check out if you didn't already catch it. I mentioned that brystewart.com has all the resources, including the blog page, which goes along with this podcast. So the articles, the links, the event details, everything in video gear, everything that I've just mentioned, all that information is listed in detail at the blog page at brystewart.com. So enough about that. Be sure to check it out. But when you're there at brystewart.com, you can also sign up for our email newsletter that goes out each week. It's essentially a reminder with what's going to be on that week's podcast and blog. It also has a reminder as to the videos that you can check out. So check out the blog page as well. Check out the podcasts and blog pages and resources page. We have all sorts of great stuff at brystewart.com. And I also wanted to just thank again the Small Business Development Center for being our presenting sponsor. There's the one here in Santa Cruz County, San Mateo, San Francisco, Silicon Valley, Monterey County. You have an SBDC in your region, so be sure to take them up on their offer to help your business. And it's all for free. So check them out. It really is where businesses go to start, grow, and prosper. So thank you again for being part of our second episode. There's many more to come, so stay tuned. Lots of great details coming your way. Thanks, guys. See you soon.